Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday night showdown with the Patriots.
I got to worry about the Patriots. You know, I can't think ahead. You know, I got to focus on these guys because it's an explosive defense, you know, explosive offense. So we got to lock in. Charlie, those guys, defensive line is phenomenal. Linebacker, secondary, just all phases. Like I said, the defense is explosive. Like to get after the quarterback, so gotta just be on point and execute everything.
Off the field, in the last 2 weeks you've got a community event. You know why? And this week was the feet washing event that John Mule organized. But why was it important for you to be part of those? What's the significance of that to you?
I was in chapel last Tuesday, I want to say, 2 weeks ago. No, last Tuesday. And then chapel, Johnny Shelton had told us about this event. And I'm like, yeah, I want to do that, but I didn't sign up for it. You know, I just pretty much just went out there and did that. I felt like it was cool to do. You know, I didn't do it for no special reason, you know. Just for trying to do something for the community and do something Christ-like. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Lamar, how are you feeling? You feeling like you were under the weather yesterday?
I'm good. Good, yeah.
It's been frustrating, though. I mean, you've had different injuries. You had a rest day last week, and now you have an illness. You know, knowing how big
I mean, that's a – let me cut you off, but another rest day. That's all. Yeah.
How do you feel your running game?
Like, we are sick and away. Are you in the tablet? What are you doing?
If I'm sick, I'm sick. I'm not doing nothing. I'm trying to get better. Yeah.
How do you feel your running game's coming along? We did make a mistake last week. We still haven't had a run for 20 yards like you have in the past. It was 19 in week one.
It was 19?
Yeah.
Round it to the nearest 10. 20 yards, man. 20 yards right there. I'm going to take that. But, I feel like I just ran when it was necessary, you know, just keep positive yards, get first downs here and there. But I'm not going to try to, you know, push anything, you know, just try to do what I could.
Do you think defenses are maybe treating you different, thinking that you aren't going to take off like you have in the past?
Nah, because Cincinnati was still doing what they was doing, you know, the first time on Thanksgiving when we played them. Oh, they did the same thing, similar things, but I feel like I'm just getting better.
Lamar, how important is it going to be when you're to realize the potential of the offense to start faster? And is there anything you can point out in some of the times where you haven't been able to start fast? It's kind of been a slog in the first couple of drives. Why is that happening?
Like inconsistency, basically. I can't call it, you know. But I felt like this past game we did a lot better, you know. But those guys just had a long drive, so we couldn't get on the field. You know, they was converting and stuff like that. But our defense played lights out. But I can't call it why we started off slow and why sometimes we start off fast. Hopefully this game, you know, we start off fast and finish faster.
You connected with Zay a lot this year. Got a second touchdown, first one since week one against Buffalo. Just what it felt like to be able to connect with him on, you know, an explosive play that resulted in a touchdown.
I feel like it's awesome, you know, but I would like to connect with all my guys, you know, because we got so much potential, you know, at the tight end area. We got D-Hop, we got Bate, we got Tez, we got all these guys. We got Latavius, we got these guys good, you know, these guys could be great, but with our offense, I'm saying, you know, because the guys are already great, but with our offense, they can be even better, you know, and I'm just trying to get a great connection to everybody. But Zay, he's been working hard, you know, each and every game he's working hard, work hard in practice, man. It was just that timing.
Lamar, if you look at your red zone offense this year, I know it's not where you want it to be. What's the key in these last three games of being more efficient and getting touchdowns once you get inside the 20?
I feel like just calm down, you know. We've been here. I feel like we execute a lot in practice. We just got to push the envelope in the game, you know, because it be there. We have opportunities. We just don't take advantage.
Lamar, it's the last home game. Is there a sense among the guys just to, you know, protect home turf, given, you know, how things have gone this year?
I can't say we really looked at it like it's the last home game. You know, we feel like each and every game – So we got to win, you know. So I don't look at it like just because we home, it's, no matter where we at. But this game is special, you know, because you just said it. Like, it's the last home game. I didn't even think about that. So we just got to lock in, man, protect our territory.
Lamar, going back to what you were saying about the red zone, I'm curious, like, how much do you view your mobility and how dangerous you can be with your legs in those situations?
If the opportunity presents itself, just take advantage. Every game is like that, man. For the situation we're in, you know, we got playoff hope, but we just got to win this game, win out, basically. So, got to worry about the Patriots, you know. And I'm not going to say it's a playoff game because I feel like every game is a playoff game, man. We're trying to win.
Kind of the opposite of the slow starts. You guys have gotten off the pretty good starts in the second half. I think you scored them like six of your last eight opening possessions of third. Why do you think you guys maybe had more success with those adjustments in the second half?
I don't know. I'm going to stop saying I don't know. I know, but I don't want to give it away. How about that?
Simple as adjustments.
Yeah, adjustments. Yeah.
One more place.
You mentioned D-Hop. Just, would you like to get him more involved? And is it tough when you said there are so many mouths to feed in this offense?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's definitely want to get D-Hop involved, man. His catch radius is crazy. I always say this. You know, his catch radius is crazy. Great contested catcher. Just got to give him more opportunities. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
I appreciate y'all.